yesterday, and I apologize again for yesterday for an early shiur, and I couldn't give him any really notice. With a shari tshuva, let's open it again where we left off and see how you read it. Shin Yud Zayin. Everyone has a mishnah by now? I hope I gave enough recommendations. Do you have it in a book? Or you have it on your screens? Right? Someone should have one or the other. Also look on with the neighbor. I'm assuming everyone has a mishnah brewer from here on in, for the rest of the year. Mishnah brewer is the go-to safer, as you well know. So Big Lilo Seinus is the Shari Tshuva. The Birkei Yosef writes in our towns. Poshet Aminik Lipshur Shneik Shoran Bachayu Guros Hashem Ramosam Shena Shon Kayama. Who shall hedge it? No one was worried about it except for a few machmirim. Wait a minute, but the Ramah says no. Ramah says Yesh Omer Yesh Lizor Golahat Shum Keshe Shul Shnei Shul Ksharim Zeh Alzeh. In the Bekiin, Ezer Mikve Keshe Shalom and Afilu Ben Shul Kayam Etc. So how do you resolve these two? So we have two different ways of resolving them. The simple pshat, I thought, is a machlokes. That's the whole point. The Ramah and his Galilos, the Ramah was an Ashkenazi. He was machmir for the Shikt of the Shul to Giborim. But every double knot might be a Shul Kayam. Lilo Seinu, a more Sephardi Pesach, even though, ironically, the Sephardim should be more worried about this. Why should the Sephardim be more worried about this than Ashkenazim? Why? Come on, I will say why. Why should the Sephardim be more worried that a double knot might be a Keshe Shaluman than Ashkenazim? Come on, guys. Exactly. Because the Sephardim should be followed in the Mechaber, the Rambam, the Rif. They're the ones who are worried about Keshe Shaluman. Rob Chachmei Ashkenaz never heard of Kesher, never heard the whole concept doesn't exist. So the Rush was angry at the concept. He said, the Rif quoted, whoever heard something, the Kesher should make a difference. But paradoxically, if this chart is correct, the Ramah Ashkenazi said we have to worry about every double knot, maybe it's Kesher Lumen, which what? So what? No, which is also according to the Ramah Chavit, whereas the Bikha Yosef from Galilo Seinu, presumably Sephardi communities, they're not worried about it, even though according to their post, they're shown the Rif and Raman. And the Mechaber would be a serious violation. So, that's one pshat. Another pshat is to say, no, there's no machlokas. He's saying that the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, they're afraid of the Hadith, Tzvei. But which is going to be a different case? Chagurosa, Shebemosav, it's only for sure Shulchan Aruch, because it's loose. And if it's loose, then even the Shulta Giborim, who's worried about a tight knot being Keshe Lumen automatically, wouldn't worry about this because it's loose. That's another way to understand this Tekuda. Just to show you where this is in print, I like to show everything in print. And I don't have. I brought you the new Shmir Shabbos Kofas. I want you to see what it looks like. Many used to have the old version. This is it's already Tov Shinai. It's already 3 years old. It's a beautiful new edition in terms of it's bigger. And if I'm using this one, my eyes is this like actually it's medish. I may have been one from home too. I have a couple, and you're using the smaller one, which is the Tov Shalama Test edition. It's not so bad. For number one, it's almost the same. The program is the same, etc. Number two, in the back, they're so well indexed. The safer in the back, they have a, what's called Tavlaot LaHashvaat Hamedurot, and they give you in every perek what the sif was in the Kodemet. And the Sif and the Chadasha. So they can, it doesn't work for the footnotes, so that's the problem. It works for the Sifim. We often refer to footnotes. We'll have to be more careful about the Sifim. So once we're in the right Sif, we're going to figure out the footnote is by the content, okay? So just remind me to always do that. In the back, it's page Tuf, Tess, all the way. Just remember, Tatat. That's where you find the comparison of the different editions. In this one, because if you have the old one, you can't compare it to the new one. That didn't exist yet. So that was Shalom for the old one. But the new one has comparison to the old ones. It's very user-friendly and it's very great indexes in the back. Even an English glossary in the back of this, it's a very user-friendly work. That's why it took so long for it to come out, among other reasons. So this is what I'm going to have to leave that in front of me. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this as well. And the question will be, you know, what is his psak? Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. What is a psak in this situation of a double knot? What is it? So I'm going to open up Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. For those who have it. Those who don't. Just to read you briefly. It's in Perek Tesvav, which is called HaTipul B'Begadim. And he has a whole subsection called Kshirat Ksharim V'Divrei HaBashah V'Ataratam B'Shabbos V'Yomtav. Which means it starts in my edition in Nun Beis by looking at Tatat. And the second way is in the old edition, for those who want to look it up. Nun Beis in the old edition is... Memtes. They added three different tips, so things can be off by a little bit, but okay. He discusses it, tying Nun Beis, he discusses the question, you can't tie knots. Okay, this we know. Can't tie knots. Good. Now, but that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the question that we discussed, which is, are there any double knots which are permissible, or are all double knots automatically prohibited? That's the question. So that's found over here as follows. The case that's being described apparently is a case which used to be much more popular than today. Today you don't see it that often because styles have changed. What do you mean styles have changed? How can you change style? Well, obviously you can change styles when it comes to clothes, that's for sure. But I'm going to refer to you, in my edition, to Sif. It's an asterisk under Sif Nun Beis, the very first one here, which was Mem Test and the old one. And you can't have a double knot. Okay? Double knots are prohibited. Kesha Kafuli calls it. That's modern Hebrew. Kesha Kafuli, double knot, English literal translation. Writes it smaller, less. Yesh Nizar B'dinim El B'miuchad L'gav Ekshirat Mitpachat Rosh. What's Mitpachat Rosh? What does it mean? Come on, no. When a woman is married, covers her hair. We used to call it in our days a tichel. So the Yiddish word tichel is actually a cover, right? A lot of Sephardic friends probably never heard of that term. Ever heard of it before in your life? Never heard of it. Heard of Mitpachat Rosh? Okay, so why is it not so common? Because the whole style changed. Now the women have what they call snooze. This term snooze didn't exist when I got married. Never heard of it. So now my wife used to have a tichel. That was the way they covered their hair. They tied it in the back with a double knot. That was the problem. Now, that is relevant. But let's see what Shlomo Zalman says about this. Quotes the Shari Tshuva. Okay. Now, what's his faults? Shemat the Mer Shlomo Zalman Oibach. The Mashenogu Hanoshim Nekshor Shnekshorim Zel Zebem in Pachat Harosh. It's in footnote Kuf Ayin Hay in this edition towards the bottom. Yesh Lomar, the Ein Zebich Lal Kesher Amit Vade Ketei. In other words, it's not included in that category. And therefore would be permissible. And perhaps that's what the Shari Tshuva means. In other words, if it's really tight, then it's a problem. But if it's not tight, then we'll be quote-unquote, we are Bekiyim. And what's not Bekiyim, if it's tight, is that considered to be Keshlum? But if it's not so tight, would be permissible. That's what he says. And after all, you take it in and out. Parentheses is a problem. V'hare noshim lo poschos es kishrei ha-mitpachas kol yom elalo shos uposhos osoim ha-keshem. Whoa. Sometimes the women, instead of untying the double knot of the back of their mitpachat rosh, would just slide it off and slide it right back on again. Like our snoots. Snoots today have... Does anyone know what a snoot is?
No. How do they tie the snoots?
It doesn't tie. It just fits on. You got married, there was no such thing as a snoot. There was a tichel. Right? That's what existed.
It's like a loose ski cap.
What it's called, but it's okay, but that's what they wear today. Am I correct? Your wife has it. When you got married, was it a tichel? I don't remember. They had tichels. So he's married long after me. I was incredibly privileged to be at his wedding. It was a significant, many years after mine, Baruch Hashem. And even then it was a tichel. This is a fairly new concept. You know, the snood. No more tichel, right? No more? Nah, now you can't even find them. So I don't want to spend too much time on this. It's not that relevant. I just want to share the principles as they're enunciated here in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, Kiel Chosim. Yes.
Bring it up on the board. The Yotzer HaChosim.
Shmir Shabbos?
And the new one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a game changer. Okay? From now on, Rabosai, we're going to have an ample opportunity to have Shmir Shabbos. Wow. Wow. Okay? That's very important. It's always still better, I think, to have things in the old fashion, at least where I come from. But now that it's on the board, great. And Otzer Achachma you can get in a second, right? It's good. We'll come to perhaps later today or tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, tomorrow, Rav Moshe, please, bring in a tie.
Tomorrow,
time is here.
Tomorrow, she regular time. 1 o'clock. Why? Something different.
Is there Rosh Hashanah here tomorrow?
I will talk about Rosh Hashanah if you want, but I also this is Rosh Hashanah thing. 3 days. Let me ask you a question, a start-off question. Rabbi, I say, when you're planning before I say any shiur, how many of you plan? First of all, is everyone wearing a tie on Rosh Hashanah? I think it's a pretty thing to do. It's very informal. I think you should wear a tie every Shabbos. Assuming you're all going to wear a tie. How many people, before you even get to the shiur, plan, before I said the shiur, to make a tie on Wednesday afternoon? A tie. And to leave it. And to wear it on Thursday, to wear it on Friday, to wear it on Shabbos. In this shul, before I'm not getting any psak din. How many people plan to do that? I'm the only one in the room who plan to do that. Okay? That's very relevant to the discussion of the halacha. I have to be strong to show you, which are not clued into the reality of today's world. They're old fashioned. So it's very important for me to know that I'm the only one in the room that had that plan going forward. It's maybe called a self-fulfilling prophecy. Maybe you mut if you to tie and untie your tie on the necktie on Shabbos, and precisely because everyone's doing it. It's all about Italian. Okay, we'll come to that in a minute. Fine. Yeah.
But he said that Shmuel says that if it's not just like, then it's okay to do it.
On top he says you have to be careful. You'll find often in Shmuel Shabbos on the top is machmir, and the bottom that's at the secrets. You know, and the English edition doesn't have the bottom. It's one of those. Okay, you'll find that time and time again. Like, for example, on top of the issues are, on the bottom, because of Shlomo Zalman, that sounds like it's okay. And in parentheses, not sure why, because they don't take it out every single day.
That's so is that a double knot or a single?
No, double knot. No, they do kesher kaful on the back of the table. So I brought another sefer to show you. An interesting sefer. Rabbi, right. It's called?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Before you go on.
Sure.
We saw this before that at the end of... At the end of
Nun Hei,
he also talks about the mitpachas.
Let's take a look at end of Nun Hei. Thank you. I didn't pay attention. End of Nun Hei. Kosheres isha mitpachas ro shalom. The kesher kaful ro faith.
Yeah,
if it's very loose. Uvavad shi regil leposel b'chol yom. Exactly, as we just saw before. It says, look back into kuf ayin hei. Right, very good. Thank you very much. That's right. He's makil if it's loose. If it's loose, okay. So if it's loose, apparently, that's how we can take shot in the Shari Tshuva. Not he's fighting the Ramah. He's making it if it's loose. I have a beautiful sefer called.
But then just the next sentence also.
Yeah.
Where it goes on.
Avon regila sin pachas b'bli asura. Gam im achshav data lefos of God. Bo, but that's a very big chish. That's a tremendous chidish l'chumra. We'll have to see if it's true or not. He's saying, if a woman sometimes, she's used to, I don't know if she means always or most of the time, some of the time, she leaves it, you know, she doesn't take it, doesn't untie it every single time. Even if she has in mind to untie it this time, it's no good. Why not? So the answer is, you remember the discussion we had a long time ago? The Taz says, as long commonly, we only say shir for a week, but the Taz says that if you have in mind to undo it that day, it's matter everything. And the Bialama says, no, we don't follow you, we follow the regular. But here he's saying even more than that. Not that you follow the regular of the rest of the world, you follow the regular of this particular woman.
Right.
That's a chiddush niflo. Now, who said that? Even the Bialama didn't necessarily say that. That's where the details are in the small print. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. This is, he's saying a chiddush gadol. But if you're this woman's normal regular is such a regular. Regular sounds the same. Okay? That her normal regular way is to leave it on, you know, and then for a while. Then she can't even put it on if she intends to take it off that very night. That's a chiddush. Doesn't say that befeirish and the bialach as we saw. He's talking a case where the normal way for the rest of the world is to do it a certain way. Actually, his case is the normal way for the rest of the world to leave it there permanently, indefinitely. Chayav Chatas. Then he says that my kavana to take out right away won't help. He doesn't even say the middle case explicitly, where the normal way of everyone is to leave it there for 2 weeks, that my explicit kavana to take out the day won't work. That's not explicit in the Relacha. Remember the case? Talk about tzitzis. Tzitzis is forever. So even that's a chiddush Kavachome, where it's only Rigilah, her particular personal Rigilah, not everybody else. Oh, so that's the double Chiddush in Shemir Shabbos L'Chumra. We'll see later what other posts say about it. It's a beautiful thing called Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. The author is Rabbi Karp from Kiryat Sefer, tremendous Talmud Chacham. I haven't used this for much in recent years, we haven't learned these in Yonim, but he also wrote Mishmeres Moed and Hilchos Chag B'Chag, which we did use last time we learned Moed, which was Psoch. Anyone here from the Psoch Mashiach? No. I've grown all those Talmudim, okay? As we use this, we use both of those from or the Psochim, I guess it was 3 years ago, right? Who was in the Yeshiva 3 years ago? Nobody was in the Yeshiva 3 years ago. You were in the Yeshiva at least?
No.
Was anyone in the Yeshiva?
Post-Pesach.
Yeah, post-Pesach. Just post-Pesach, we learned Psochim. Post-Pesach Psochim. Other than Dov, there's not even been here for those that many years. Okay, so show us how the generations come and go within the Yeshiva. 3 years is a new generation. Okay, but we did learn that, and we use the Sefer very much. It's a very beautiful Sefer. So I have a Sefer, I just bought the Sfarim cell last year, because I knew we were having Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. It's a whole chapter on kosher. It goes through the Malachas, one at a time. And just for those who want to see it later on, I'll try to leave it for you. I'll put my name in it. Kosher is, let's see, kosher, Perek Memtes. It's called kosher, it's 16 pages on it. This is volume. Gimel of a four-volume set. So in his discussion in Hilchos Kosher on page Kuf Ches, he says you can't have a double knot. Ofen Rafui Yesh Lahakel B'Kesher Shedarko Latiro Tomin. Footnote 26. Shilta Gibarim Kesher Amitz. And he says if you look at the Mogen Avraham, as the Machta Shekel understands it, that the only time the double knot is prohibited is Daf Kshemuhudak Heitev, is Kesher Amitz. Okay? That's what it says. Okay? And that's how we're understanding it. Fine. Now, there's a question. The Shulta Giborim said, what he said, double knot, there's a problem. From kosheres isha mafteh chaluka, it has to be double knot, because one knot is not miskayim at all. But according to the Shulta Giborim, it should be awesome no matter what, even for that day, because it's a kesheruma. So when's the case? We saw the question yesterday. So the Chazon Ish answered, it's only a chumra, it's not medina. No, says Rabbi Kar, no. Those people are doing what's called a roughly mat, because Omer is Tatira Bo Bayom, and therefore Ein Mahatkin Olsen Heitev Kadeshian Noach Leposchan, and therefore there's a svar to be Mekil. The Kitz and Imritz is in the footnote, an important footnote, just to show it to you. Fine, good. Now, let us go a little bit further, Rabosai, a little further. There is a Levush Esrod who argues with this. Levush Esrod says that even if it's a little bit tight, not too tight, but not too loose, we have to be machmir. Why? We're not bekiyin. Maybe it's called the kesher amitz. That's how the Levush Esrod understood the lashon of the Ramah. Ein anu bekiyin, eiz a mikri kesher shaluma. According to other posts, that's not the case. If it's a tight double knot, then ein anu bekiyin is a tight double knot a kesher umun or not. But if it's not a tight double knot, if it's somewhat loose, even a little bit loose, we are bekiyim to say that's not a tight double knot. If it's not a tight double knot, by definition, it cannot be a kesher shaluma. I prefer that pshat over the Levush Esrod's pshat, and that's going to be a halacha lemaaseh. Fine. So far, Rabosai, so good. Now, let's go. The question I wanted to show you in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, I'm not going to put it on screen yet, but we'll hold it off for when we need it, is the question of Glila Sefer Torah. Glila Sefer Torah is found in footnote Kuf Tzadi Gimel, in our print. Anyone have the old one in front of you? You have an old Shmir Shabbos? I can't tell you. I'm guessing. It's Kuf Tzadi Gimel is in the beginning of Nun Ches. Hold on. Nun Ches second. I'll tell you where to find it in your edition. Nun Ches in the new edition is Nun Dalet in the old edition. You'll find a footnote that talks about Sefer Torah. Yosser Liftoach, he's calling a Sefer called Tzos HaShulchan and Bari HaShulchan. It's important to know what that means. Very important. Who ever heard of the Sefer? Tzos HaShulchan. Not Tzos HaChoshen. That's famous. Who wrote the Tzos HaShulchan? You know who wrote it? It was written by Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah. What was it Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah most famous for? The most famous thing he ever wrote?
His measurements.
His measurements. Because who's he against? Chazon Ish. The contemporaries. They went at it. They were very much. Chaim Noah had the Yerushalmi Shir, the old Shir, smaller Shir. Chazon Ish had this new B'nai Brachi, big Shir. But he also, aside from that one thing about Shirim, he wrote beautiful Sfarim, Tosa Shulchan. I have a particular affinity for the Sefer because the son of Avraham Chaim Noah, Rav Baruch Noah, Zichrono Livracha, was the literally next door neighbor in a paper thin wall to my grandparents in Bayit Begam. So when I came to Karen Biavna, I spent time with my grandparents in Bayit Begam back in 1966. Code of Bria's own for you. So on Friday night, my grandfather was whatever he did, and I would sit and talk and learning with Rav Baruch Noah. We were very close to him. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a lot of Sfarim of his own, but of course he was most proud, of course, of his father. And he would say then, you know, the Shmir Shabbos was just brand new, they had the first edition, quotes my father on every page. And I never heard of him. I never heard of the Sefer before. It didn't make a big splash in America. It was in the Yerushalayim. So that's Kuf Tzadi Vav Heshin, it's Tzos HaShulchan, and Beis Dalet Heshin, it's Bari HaShulchan, which is the bottom of the Tzos HaShulchan. I looked for it here in the Beis Medrash. They only had the first volume. I mean, the first one is Aleph Beis Gimel. Then it's Dalet Hei Vav, and Zayin Ches Tetz. It was written to be put in the nine, it was combined into three. I'd like you to somehow find the first one, so it's not a Hilchot Shabbos here. The next two, if someone took it out, maybe somebody gets the old Beis Medrash. It'd be very important. I'll try to bring one from home, but it's good to have that safe around. It's a very good safe. Tzos HaShulchan is on. Yeah,
I assume they have it in the.
I'll take a look. If they have it, we'll always. It's good to have it on screen as a backup. And if you want to see something inside, Tzos HaShulchan. Let me know if it has it. What does he say over there? Ye'asa leftoach aniva shel sefer Torah shenvua biyom beis vehei achri akriya. Because it's Thursday to Shabbos, it's 2 days. Ayin shem shemalamed tzchus al minhag ha'olam. Which is the role of any good rav to try to find a way to defend the Minhag Olam to rely upon this. What is the Limud Zchus? Yes, sir.
There could be two things. You could say the Shita's a Rambam and the Rif. So the way the Mishnah Berurah understood that Shita is that Kiyam is only.
Correct. Called the Rambam and the Rif. As long as it's not permanent, it's fine. That's good. One, what else?
Even with the Shita's Rashi and the Rash, you could say that even up to a week.
Correct. Number two. This murder. Keep going. I love this. He's a Malabas Chos and Klai Yisrael. I love it. Keep going. Three.
It's just an Aniva. He said it's
well,
just
an Aniva. Well, Aniva got the Keshe.
He said just Aniva when he quoted.
Now, he used the word Aniva in modern Hebrew. The bow. But as we all know, you can't tie. No one. By a show of hands, who's ever done Galila with a garden in his life? I thought maybe they don't exist anymore. Eventually, they don't exist. Not there, but okay. You've done it. The way to do it is like a tie your shoe.
Oh,
that was the next one. Tzorach Mitzvah. We just saw yesterday, all my clients come to the Rambam.
Tzorach Mitzvah.
Right, exactly. Keshe Shem was with Tzorach Mitzvah. So we have at least three heterim. And of course, there's the Shita which maintains that the Rambam held that Anila Gabi Keshe is garnished. That's a simple reading of the speed that us yesterday, Shia. Those may weren't here, or those who forgot. Shin Yud Zayin Sifhei. Aniva mutar lav kesheru, Ramo vafilu of asa kesher echad lemata no longer no heter. And the sip ogur, the simple way of the ogur is forever. Not like the Mishnah Berurah said only for less than 24 hours. So there are at least four ways the malavet schos in the minhag of Klal Yisrael to untie the gartel in the Sefer Torah where somebody did galila on Thursday. Fine, many svaras to be made. However, he does say, if there's another Sefer Torah that has a vimple or a clasp, it's better to take that one because it's a tzarach mitzvah. There's no alternative. There's an alternative. Maybe you should opt for the alternative. Or even better, just buy a class and put away the garment, which is what I did my first time I walked into the neighborhood in Riverdale, way, way back. So it's, my class was about almost 40 years old. And I think it's, is it the same one? I don't know. But the same type we're using for all these years. Fine. Now we come, Rabosai, to the real important point. This is in my edition. It's Samach Beis. Tezvav Samach Beis. In the old edition, it is Nunches. Mutar la'anod aniva. What does aniva mean in modern Hebrew? A tie, this. I'm the only one who has it right now. I guess, you know. That's why I leave it on so long. I'm waiting all the time. For you guys, it's a big, special, big spiel. For me, it's a uniform. Okay? Ulekosher b'Shabbos im darko the post of the Choyom. See what's going on? For you, it's mutter. For me, it's us. That's what he says. For you, it's mutter. Why? Because you normally... When I asked you if you're going to have from Wednesday to Motor Shabbos, no one said yes. Let's say you have plain Shabbos. On a Friday, you put on a tie. And you wear a tie on Shabbos. Do you untie the tie Friday and retie it or put on a different tie on Shabbos? Who does that? Raise your hand. Who leaves the tie on straight from Friday afternoon until Motor Shabbos? Nobody in the room. It's not just 3 days, not even one day. You guys are high style. Okay? Very good. I'm not opposing you. Chas v'shalom. You will see that some of these books are unaware of what's going on in this room. They all hold, they're coming from reading things from my perspective. Well, we'll see. We're going to show things inside. Slowly. So, Rav Shmuel Shabbos is aware of such a custom every day. Okay? Raniva Shein Dago Liftoach Likshar Asakesh Shabbo Kol Yom, like such as myself. Yesh Lo Likshar Asaniv Yom Yom. Tied on Friday before Shabbos. The Yivshod or Yanod also Shuv, are they Harchovas or Hatzoras Halula'a, Shemisavil Litzavaro? So you just, you know, loosen it. Watch. Everyone watching me? That's what he's saying you can do. You want to take it off, go like this. Loosen it. You want to put it back, you go like this and tighten it. There's nothing wrong. That's not anything. You're making it looser and tighter? No. You're not making it not looser and tighter. You're just making the loop bigger or smaller. Either way. Well, I can't measure my neck size. It should be on my shirt. How many inches is my neck size? So I add another X number of inches, so I can slip it over my head and take it back. That's not a technical, but I'm not doing anything. Says the Heilig of Shmir Shabbos Kulchas. Achlo yiftach as a kesher b'Shabbos. If you're not the kind of guy who does it on a regular basis, then don't do it on Shabbos. So paskins the Sefer, Shmir Shabbos Kulchas. That's what he paskins. Now, how does he explain it on the bottom? Here's a bunch of footnotes. What does he say? Reish Ches. Kidino kaaniva shalgabe kesher. He treats my tie as an aniva agabe kesher. Why? Shebemshichas katze echad akesher misparei. If you pull on one side, it's going to fall apart. Is that true?
Depends on your entire tie.
Depends on your tie. If I pull the... Everyone watching, guys? Everyone saying? There are two sides of this now. Right? Everyone see it? Two sides? If I pull one of these sides forever, I can't even do that. If I pull here, it's going to make a tighter. When you pull one side? You can't pull one side. What's he talking about?
Take it off.
So I untie
it. If you pull out the thin end all the way,
right?
I don't know if you
want to. I'm supposed to do it. Everyone watching my website? Everyone watching?
Maybe that's what he's saying, that you pull out. You're doing now is that you pull out.
Well, watch this, because you'll see how I make my tie. Is my tie called a Windsor, I'm saying? Everyone know what it's called? Please look at my tie. Everyone said, who makes a tie like me? Whose tie looks exactly like mine?
We don't know how you make it.
No, but the end result looks like mine. It's symmetrical. Who makes an asymmetrical tie? What's that called? A plain tie, right?
This half winter.
Half winter it's called?
Okay. No, square enough. There's lots of ways to tie.
Well, you're going to have to show me tomorrow. Because I'm going to bring in a tie and show me. I'm going to bring in one sefer tomorrow that has pictures. How to make ties, but I don't know if it's really accurate.
The professor did a study on this and came up with.
I'm sorry?
There's a professor who did a full study and wrote a book on different ways to tie ties.
Can we get it for the library to bring it tomorrow to share?
I don't know if it's our library, but.
Huh?
The library's closed.
Library's closed? What? Don't get me started. Okay, that was. This is you may have did, or your library. But that's why you should be only learning. Close the library.
Okay, 85
well,
ways.
Huh?
85
ways. 85 ways to make a sign.
Independent. Yeah. Cambridge University Ethical Laboratory.
Is there a video?
There are all these videos online.
Yeah. Right. There's made a video how to make a tie. Make a tie. How do you teach you how to make a tie? So Rabbi say, with this introduction, I'm willing to do the unthinkable and tag on my tie in the middle of the Shia, which I don't remember.
The whole graph, if it's symmetric or self-releasing, if it's self-untying.
Self-releasing?
Or self-untying, yeah, that's what it means.
In other words, it means if you take it, well, nothing self-untying unless you let it out all the way.
Yeah.
Right. This is not going to come out all the way. Watch, I'm predicting in advance. I'm going to pull it out. Watch this, Rabbi say, I'm going to pull it out. There's going to be something left. That's what I predict. Let's see what happens. Now, there's something left. What is this? I can't imagine what. Now, if I pull this, what's going to happen?
It'll
get tighter. It'll come out.
It'll
get tighter.
It'll
get tighter?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, but hold on a second. Hold on.
That's a Windsor. No, Windsor is self-releasing and symmetric.
So it's a Windsor. So this is what, in other words,
or it could be a
half
Windsor variant.
None of this is a fool. Please. So I want to know what exactly was that. Now, if you saw what happened. What? I can't. How can I describe it? Rav Shlomo Zalman said, or he says, you heard from Shlomo Zalman. Who also wore a tie. Have you ever seen pictures of Shlomo Zalman? I've seen pictures of Shlomo Zalman. I don't think he wore a Windsor. I think they wore a tie, which is a semi-Windsor. There are pictures of it. Go half with it. Go on the Gedolah pictures and Google of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and look for a picture of him. Not always did he wear a tie, but he often wore a tie, and I think it's half. I don't know if you knew or ever heard of him. Although he must have seen people come, so Americans came to visit him. He must have seen this thing as a symmetrical Windsor. But let's come back. What did I do exactly? So if I pulled this thing out, it couldn't really be a knot, right? It had to be some kind of an aneva. Am I correct? By definition, if you pull something and it comes out, it can't be a knot. And I will get, as you said, you predict it was going to get tighter. That would have been a knot, but it wasn't. It was something else, some aneva or the equivalent. And what was on top of that? The first thing I pulled out was nothing. It just came out. So there were those who claim that it's nothing. It's not a kesher. It's mamish nothing, just an aneva. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's aneva al gabe kesher. So therefore, if the way the Rambam says it, if it's the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, I should say, it's for more than a day, it's a no-no. Less than a day, it's okay. That's a stack. I can see something being more machmer, something being more maker. Someone could say it's zero. That's my first response, we just did. If it came out like this, that's nothing. Right? It's just a plain aneva. And the first thing was just a slip through, it was nothing. Nothing plus nothing is nothing. Because it came out with a release, what do you call it? Self-release? Slip off and self-release. So slip off and self-release. My first response then is nothing. And therefore I could, even myself, that I usually wear a tie for more than one day, my Rebbe says, I'm tired of that tie. Take it off and put on another tie. To take it off, I can always take it off and leave it in. I don't care how it doesn't bother me. But she wants me to wear a new tie. What do you tell her? Get a goy to put a tie on for me? What should I tell her? Now the question will be, I have an idea. I'll put on my tie with a have in mind beferish to take it off Motzei Shabbos. But according to what he said over here, since I normally don't do that, even though this time I'm going to do it because I'm a Hilchos Shabbos, it won't work if you consider the Kesher Gabi and even. Maybe it's a mitzvah Shalom Bites. Shem mitzvah. Kesher, the Shem mitzvah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It seems like, according to what we saw in the Bar Halacha, that
you're assuming like the Ritva said. The Ritva says you say both in both directions. The same way as we say both in the Chumra. If everyone else ties symptoms forever, and I decide to take it out tonight, it doesn't help. So too, if everyone ties tzitzis, not his case, everyone ties the dli, piskia, remember that? I showed you the Ritva on the screen. For one day, if you decide to keep it forever, it's also both in. You're suggesting I'm the only Meshuggah in the world who keeps the tie for more than 24 hours, and therefore should be Batla Daiti Etzel Da'atchem. That's a very, very reasonable position. See how many Meshugoyim are on my side, so we'll see soon. We'll see. We'll collect Meshugoyim. Okay, that's Chosla. Can't collect Meshugoyim, and no more butler that, I don't think. Here's what he says. Fine. And he explains why it's permissible in the footnote of the next one, Reish Tess, why loosen the tighten. She read, Tzara Salula, Eina Ma'adekas, it's a Kesher Atzvo. Doesn't make it tighter, just extends it, makes the hole bigger, doesn't it? Ad kind of psak of the Helga Sefer, Shmir is Shabbos, Kilchos. Everyone clear? Everyone got it straight? Okay. I'm just curious, is this Sefer on Hilchos, Shabbos, Mishabbos? What about, was it Kilchos Shulchan on, by the way? It was. That's the first time I'm just curious, if you have Kilchos, Shabbos, Mishabbos, if you have it. My curiosity. Both of them, Moshe Mordechai Karp. Let's forget it. I'll read what he says. I'm going to read what he says. It's the very last sif in this chapter. Page Kuf Yud Zayin. Anima shal atzavar osu la'asos ha'kesher shal ha'b'shabes.
They
do have it? Okay. He asked it. Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Footnote 61. Why? They give the expression, he's on my side, I don't want to use the word, I use the word meshugah about me, I can't use it about anybody else. Hakesher shebaniva omed lekiyum.
It's a different tie. Who says that?
I assume he's talking about this.
Who says that he makes a winter knot?
Whatever he's making. Val koponim, he says, omed lekiyum yosef yishavu ayomim. Even I don't keep it for a week. I don't know what he's talking about. I'll just give it to you to look at. You look at it online, I'll leave it for you. I don't know what he's talking about. He says it's absolutely prohibited. That's what he says. It's a week. You can't make a tie on Shabbos. Period. I think he's completely wrong. No one keeps a tie for a week in this country that I know about. And you are all taking it out within a day. Within a day. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that if the minhag of New York City is to take it out within a day, which obviously is admitting against what I'm doing, okay? Perhaps it should be mutter for me to do it on Shabbos as well. Why? Because even though it's against my own personal minhag, so what? The Shmir Shabbos said if it's against my personal minhag, it's going to be prohibited. Where does it say that? Berlocha didn't say that. Berlocha said that butler died the etzel kol adam, but not butler died the etzel myself. What is this? And the truth is, Rabbi Osai, that even if the world had a lizman, we could perhaps suggest that it's permissible. Why? Because when is it usur if the world is doing it forever? But if the world is only doing it for less than a week, let's say, and I vary from day to day, sometimes I take it off right away, then it should be okay. You know when I took it out right away? Ketmar Rasha. Because there, I don't wear a tie during the week. Although the truth is, it's more than 24 hours, I have to be honest with you. I put it on before Shabbos and take it out. I go to sleep for most of Shabbos. Not going to help much. Because it's always going to be less than a week, and it's always going to be more than a day. It's going to be a day plus a little bit, or a week minus a little bit. That's my minute. You know, once in a while, I just got to change the tie already. For me, it's just too lazy. Yeah.
Shouldn't it depend if they're not self-opening?
That's what you're suggesting. If it's not self-opening, it should be worse. Rabbi Osai, you're all bringing your ties tomorrow and show me how you do your ties and whether it's considered to be self-opening or not. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Now I'm going to make my tie. You're going to watch. You watch me from your. Should I do it facing you or opposite you? I can turn around. You can see how I'm doing it from the back. Which way you get a better view?
Facing
you. So happy to do this when I'm thinking about it. I do it. I don't have to think of the one. Just put it on. On my video? I don't mind. I'm not a video star, but this is important for halacha purposes.
12 inches.
It'll be good? It's too long, too short? I have no mirror, but you'll tell me. It'll make it more than once. Watch. I think it's how I don't want to make it. Once around. And totally around. And like this. Okay. That may be under that. Then you go around one more time and through like this. voila.
Well, make it right. Too long. Then I'll do it again. Go to the video. One more time.
Chazara. Chazara Shia. Okay, watch. It's a little complicated, right? But a lot of terms. Pretty sure it's like one. Yes. It's around. Like this. Then around like this. Up this way. Through the loop. Pull down. And there you go. That's what I did before. And that's, and it came out, what was it called? Symmetric and self-release?
Yeah.
Okay. This is it? What did I do? I can't tell what I did. Did I make a kesha? Did I make an aniva? I don't know. I did nothing. I just looped things around. What did I do? What, how do you describe what I just did? Can anyone describe it? It's so hard. I'm not good at these things, but you're good at this. How would you, can you describe what I did? Was it a kesha? Was it an aniva? Was it neither? Was it, what was it? No. Some kesha. Say it's nothing. It's just kricha, just going around and around.
It was original kesha. Right.
No.
Kesha. At the very beginning.
Yeah, that was a kesha thing.
But
how can it be a kesha? Then how did it self-release?
Unless
when I slipped it through.
Yeah, when you pulled
it. That's when I pulled it. What we have to do is probably play the video backwards and figure out how it's going to come apart.
Well, whether it's a kesha or not, what difference does it make? Even if it's a kesha dumber.
Yeah.
But it's maisa uma.
Again, even if it's not a maisa uma, if I don't take it out every day. But according to the...
So, but why is he saying, it seems like this, Mutter Lanar Anivo, Kosher B'Shabbos, and Darko L'Ftofo, Apotho B'Hoyom.
Right.
And he says, in quotes, V'Rishon Azam, Kidino Ka'an Yivash Al-Gabi Kesher.
Right.
Even if it wasn't an Anivo Al-Gabi Kesher, it was a Kesher Gomer.
Right.
And Darko L'Ftofo B'Hoyom, it should still be one.
If Darko L'Ftofo B'Hoyom, and you know for
whether
sure
it's... Whether it's Anivo or a Kesher, and Darko L'Ftofo B'Hoyom, it should be Mutter.
It should be mut if it's not a ma'is umah. Correct. Correct. Now we'll see soon. I'll show you in print, I hope somewhere, that somebody said, I can't remember, I will remember, so I have all these svarim. Since there's so many terms, how did I did five different things. I can't, they must have told me when I was a kid. I couldn't tell you how to do it, I just did it. That's what ma'is umah. Because there's so many different terms. That it's not, you know, common sense. Somebody says that. That's called a ma'is umah. I'm not accepting it necessarily, but someone does say that. Okay? But then I'm really in trouble. Because then no one can put a tie on it because then we have, oh. What's left of it? In case you want it. Okay, so that's, if you can make a tie with that, let me know. I make an ersatz tie with the shoelaces. Yeah?
If I didn't put a tie around my neck, what would happen?
What do you mean? Just tie it and left it and hang it on?
No, and I kept on going.
Let's try it. I'm not sure what you're saying exactly. I'll pull it off my neck. I made this whole elaborate system. Let me keep on going. Keep on going.
Just keep on.
Pull. What? Which way should I go? Yeah.
All the way down.
Like this?
Yeah.
It would make a knot.
What would it make? It would make a knot. But so what? But I'm not doing that.
Oh yeah. I'm doing it around my neck.
No, but it.
That's definition. I would do it with any knot around a bag or a shoe. If I take my foot out.
You're saying it's a hole, right? You're saying it's a hole. So you're saying it's a knot around my neck, you're saying. It's a knot around my neck. I haven't thought of that. But what about the fact that it's self-releases?
In the opposite direction. It's like almost any knot. If I undo it in the opposite
that's
direction,
like
the knot will undo. If I take a bow and I pull the opposite from each other, I undo the knot.
So you're saying it's a real kesher, and when I take it out, I'm being matter the kesher. Yeah. Somebody says that too. I've seen all these things in print. I just can't tell you who says what. We'll see soon. What we've seen so far is, I read to you, the Shmir Shabbos Lechosah, because the Aniva got the kesher, and therefore he says, if it's within a day, normally within a day it's mutter, normally not within a day it's aser. And this sefer seems to say that everyone keeps there for at least a week. I'm not sure what he's talking about. I don't understand his facts. But before we do that, I'd love to show you the Tzos HaShulchan. We haven't seen this user screener even once yet today. I haven't used the Gemara either for that matter. But let's show Can you get me to tell us a shulchan on Igor?
Yeah.
You get it for me? Okay. It's so dramatic, Tosa Shulchan. His chiddush is such a gewaldig chiddush that I feel it's important that you see it on the screen. And it's again, my love for the Sefer goes back to my very close relationship with Rav Baruch Noah. It was really very close. He's my grandfather's mamash, next door neighbor. I'll give you a. Is this the
name
of the Sefer? So Shulchan. When I was in there in Karen Biavne, this is an aside, when I was in Karen Biavne, so he has a daughter and then a bunch of sons. His daughter was just married. And he told me his son-in-law was a young guy. I mean, I was a really young guy, I was a teenager. And his son-in-law was, just a number of years older. His name is Chagai. Chagai. Ulomed liot dayan. He's going to become a dayan. I started chuckling inside. Every father thinks it's going to become a dayan. You have to be a P.S. Not only to become a dayan, he became a dayan in the Bez and Hagodol, in Yerushalayim, with the Rabbanut. His name is Abchage Izerer. He just had mandatory retirement. He forgot his age. I think he hit 70. They forced retire you.
Which
Kerech? Oh, man. So it's a Shulchan. Let me see what Simon it's in. He tells you the Simon. Mishnah tells you what Simon is. So it's a Shulchan, Kuf Chav Gimel. So he became a dayan in the highest court in the Rabbanut. Chagai. I used to go visit him. I visited him last year. I went to visit him in his house. He always visited his father-in-law, then I visited his mother-in-law, then I visited him and his wife. So we're friendly from way back. You look it up if you want to tell you about some of the big psukim are coming from him. About the Geirus, some of the Geirus tumul was about him. We got by Sherman, he was. I know when it's just newly married. Kuf Chav Gimel. No, it's not Shlishi. It's the nine halakim.
Yeah.
And the only. It probably was the first one. But Kuf Chav Gimel has to be later. Can't be Gimel. Could be. We'll try Dalet or Hay. Well, can't get it.
No, you have them all. Which one
are they? Dalet. Guess Vav. Yes. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. See what Simon is. I'll put page one. This is what Simon
is. We
have Simon Chav Zayin.
Yeah.
So I guess wrong. Try him. It's only off by one. That's not bad. Source text on your screen?
Yeah.
How come that one?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you try to figure it out, and I'll meanwhile tell you what he says. Rabosai, we had a big problem in Shir yesterday. A major problem. We quoted from the Helga Chavetz Chaim. Remember I told you it was 80th Yortzei, it was on Friday, and I said we can't go against him because everything he says is mukhrach. Take a look at the beginning. Open up your Piraloch to the very first one. In Shin Yud Zayin. Please look inside either in your books or in your screens. Hakoshe. He says that the chayev, if it's bitmidus. You found it? Thank you so much.
Right.
You're in Kuf. This can't be right. It's not Kuf. That's the stuff. One more page.
Should I
make it
smaller?
Well, yeah, I want that to get on the screen. Maybe it doesn't fit on the screen. I'm saying I want it to be just the right side that fits on the screen. Good.
Very good.
Good. Let's go slow. Very good. You should have fun in a second.
Maybe it's off.
Is that on?
No, it's on. It's on. It's fine. So
it
won't let me use it on my computer and my computer at the same time. That's why you don't have one license. That's what it was.
Oh, what happened?
It takes a little bit to load.
Ah, here we go. Let's go. Our boss said, can everyone read it? Can everyone read it? It's big enough? Do you all read it? Let's read together. Watch this. Hinei atas et kot nal koshet kesher maase umen hanu chozok ma'od umaase hedyot and a chazak l'kach, right? Hamish the ruah of b'yalacha, the ramach kosher, we saw yesterday, kosav, and he quotes it verbatim. V'da'ol, the matapostik b'shulchan aruch, the kesher u'maisa u'man chayav, who afilu also ha'kesher, lo mehedik shafir, v'yochol atiro v'yachas v'yodo, k'mosh kasav de b'mishnah ruah, k'chim potzik d'ak emotion. Why? Ki rabbanon pligi arameir she'omar she'yochol atiru b'yachas miyodo potur v'savri, the rabbanon go against arameir, what do they hold? The chayovin v'alocha kamosa u'muchach b'gemara kufir alfa beis the kesher kazeh lo mahadik. It's all a quotation we saw yesterday. U'lefizeh l'chor tzarechin al ataz she'kosav d'maisa u'ma nikra she'kesher chozak miyod. So doesn't make any sense. How can it be? We have a case where it's not chazak mo'od. You can take it out with one hand and still call the ma'isi umam. Ayashim shenitchak b'yishim kavon asataz. We thought it was dochak yesterday. The kesher chazak mo'tzalomar shelo yiyah nita b'shum ofen me'atzmo. U'ma'isi hedyaruk shakesher yochol lefam le'meshach hazman nita me'atzmo. V'zeh dochak godol! And Admor, who's Admor? Who's Admor in Reb Chaim Noah speak? I don't know. Adverb Shnei Zalman, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, he's the Lubavitch Chosim. Chosim beferish kataz, the Ma'is Umar who kesher chosim amitz, and the Shulta Giborim is the same thing. Hode kete, quoted in Dagi Moshe, fine. No one around quotes it, and then. But there's a big problem. Umash em shalom aliyashim devrayim, shaloyah the connected Mishnah beforesh sanal. How's against the Mefurash of Mishnah? Not the Mloshan of Mishnah. Rebbe says, I'm taking out a shir, which Rebbe Chaim Noah was not a Magad shir. He was a Poisek Alokas. But this is a shir, mwah! You got, and I recommend, even though we're going to see that, we read the whole thing, open your Gemaras. Because it's always good to see the Gemaras. Even though he's going to provide you with the text of the Gemaras, I like to be you know, Tamud Lagmara, to be on with the Gemaras. Let's see it ourselves first. Before we even see what he says, we'll see it first in our text. Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. The first Mishnah. Eiluk Sharam Shachayav Elam Kasher Bada 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 Bada. Rav Meir Omer Kol Kesher Shul Yochal Atir B'Yachas Miyodav Ein Chayav in Olaf. On a simple level, Rav Meir is arguing with their Tanakama, and he's arguing Lekula. Right? Any Kesher that you can untie with one hand. You're not chayiv, implying that according to the Rabbanon, a kesher can untie with one hand would be chayiv. Am I correct? Am I right? Forget what he says. Just look at the Mishnah itself. Isn't that the correct reading of the simple shot of the Mishnah? It's chazir again. These are chayiv and these k'nis k'sharim. A man comes and says a new vort. If you can take it out with one hand, you're put. Implying that according to the Tanakam, you'd be chayiv, right? I mean, Rabbi, is everyone with me so far? We pass the course like Rabbanon against Rav Meir. So the Mishnah Berurah assumed to be halacha. Weiter gegangen, a little further. We saw this Gemara last week. Commenting on Rav Meir. The Gemara is in Ibaya. Anivel Rav Meir Mahu. Yochal Atir B'Achas Miyadav. Here too. Pull out with one hand, no problem. So therefore he should be potter. Odil Mano. Tamad Rav Meir Mishum Delo Mahadik. V'ho Mahadik. This is, and either could be tight. In that case, even if you can pull it with one hand, you would be chayav anyway. Teiku. It was an unresolved question, according to Rabbi Meir. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from here, that we're talking about a case of Mahadik. That's how the, if you remember in the Bialacha that we just saw, Bialacha said when he raised this question, he says as follows. He says as follows. What's the kasha? The kasha is Umucha Bigamara, the Kesher Kozeh, Lo Mahadik. Right? It's taken out with one hand, it's Lo Mahadik. That's what the Gemara just said, we just read it. Right? Tanra Mehav, Shin Yogdim Azmiyodav. Right? O Dilma Tama Mishim, Lo Mahadik. You see, clear, it's Lo Mahadik. That's the Kasha. It's Lo Mahadik, it's not a Maisi Uman, there's nothing to talk about. According to Shitas Rambam. So apparently, it's considered a Maisi Uman even though it's not Mahadik, but the Tanah says it's a Maisi Uman, it is Mahadik. That's the kasha of Shabir Aloch asked, and he gave the Dochak Teretz, what he calls, that it really means it's not going to fall out by itself.
What's not Mahadik?
That's Chazar again. Rav Meir says that if you can take it out with one hand, you're not Chayav. What about Aniv, according to Rav Meir? Is Rav Meir's reason, take it out with one hand, because that's it? Take it with one hand? That itself is the ultimate criterion. Or no, you take it out with one hand, because in typical case, you can take it out with one hand, means it's not tight. A kesher, you can take it out with one hand, it's not tight. But an aniva, not that way. Aniva is a slip knot. I don't care how tight it is, you can still take it out with one hand. Maybe you'll be chayv. In other words, is taking it out with one hand, Rabosai, a siba or a simon? The mere fact that you take it out with one hand makes you putter. Well, that indicates that it's loose. And it's loose makes you putter. Now, Koponi, you see, it's loose. Right? And even though it's loose, Rabban the order of Meir say, you're chayiv. It's a bombshell kasha against the Taz. That's the kasha. You can all go over it again if you want and be aloha. That's the kasha. His teretz a bit of a docha, but he calls it docha godel. But watch the shir, which I'm going to Chaim Noah is going to say, a chidish nifla v'noira ad ma'ot. Which I'm sure you didn't think of. I can tell you for sure I didn't think of. But if, it's after you read it, it strikes you as being absolutely wild. But you know what? According to the Taz, it's probably the truth. Otherwise, we can't get out of this kasha. Watch this shir. Watch. We're both silent. Hang on. Watch this. What did the Mishnah say? Ramea omer kol kesher shul yochol latir biyachas miyodov en hayom no. The yesh lom. The ein ha-perish, the way I told you pshat. My pshat is wrong. What is my pshat? The rabon on chayev. Av shul yochol latir biyachas miyodov. Pishen ha-mehudov. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Rabban hold that you are chayav. Isn't that the pashup shot in the words of the Mishnah? Tanakama says X. Rav Meir says whatever you can pull out with one hand is puppet, implying that the Tana preceded him hold you chayav. I mean, it's the pashup shot in the words. Yes, it's the pashup shot in the words, but it's not true. What is the pshat? Watch this amazing pshat. Amazing. It says knock your socks off this pshat. Watch this. Ella. To the Rabbanon. Watch this. Kol kesher she'eino maise uman potur afal gav she'eino yochol latiro biyachas miyodo. Rabbo said what it's saying the other way around. Don't take whether yochol or eino yochol lahatir biyachas miyodo as the sole criterion for what is chayav and what is potur. That is not the case. That is not the sole criterion. No. No. There's another criteria. What must it be? Ma'is Uman. Remember, the Rama holds you need Ma'is Uman. Where do you get it from? That's Pshat in the Rabbonim. V'alzeh poligram meir. V'yomer no. The kokesh eshu yochol atir b'alz miyodav. Ein chayom alav. But that's the sole criterion. Kolomar. Avol kesh eshu ein yochol atir b'alz miyodav. Chayom alav. Avol pish in the Ma'is Uman. Ala Ma'is Hedjot. Will be Duke of the River of Mayor, Shamina, and my Polar Gabon LA. Unbelievable Psha. Unbelievable Psha. Exactly the opposite of Opsha. Opsha was Rav Meir is a tremendous maker. You pull out with one hand, it's Potter. Rabbanan hold your chayim. No! Rabbanan also your Potter. Rabbanan are saying as follows. Rabbanan are saying you have to be a Kesher Shaluma, Gabolim Saponim. Rav Meir is the maker. Rav Meir is the machmir. Rav Meir says, no, even if it's not a kesher uman, the sole criterion is you pull out with one hand. If you can't pull out with one hand, even though it's not a ma'is uman, you chayim anyway. What a remarkable pshat. It sounds wacko. But we'll see, he's going to show you a precedent for this trap. In terms of the word, reading the words, Sus. Abu Beguf, Divra Mesh, Akeshin, Yoko, Latim, Akhri Yodav, Encha Yavin Olav, Lo, Pligi Rabban, Alev, Klal, Begam Rabban, and Potter, Fishakesh, Hazeh, Vare, and Amai Salomon. Now he's bothered. But Al Yi Pole, Beinenu, Pirish, Kazeh. Throw me out of my Spanish. Come on. Tanakama says a thing. Rameh says, Svara the Pata, right? And he's a Machmir? He's saying, Ein Chayavlov, and he's a Machmir? Is there a precedent for that? Yes, there's a good precedent to send to Wack Up Shah. Yes! Yes! The Kainzem, Otsinim, and Mishnah, and Svara, and Abkufi, and Gilam, and Aleph. Bezel, and Shon, and Mishnah. Let's look at, I always want to look at it inside. We'll come, we'll see it again in on the screen. Look at the Mishnah, because you've given them an outlet for most. Take a look. What does it say? Koshrin dli v'piski avalo v'chevel. Rabbi Yehuda mat. Klal omer Rabbi Yehuda. Kol kesher she'ena shel kayoma ein chayov in olav. Simple read. Rabbi Yehuda is a makel, right? He's saying ein chayov in olav. He's a makel. That means Pashat is being makel more than the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, who preceded him. That's the Pashup Shah in the words that we normally learn in Mishnah way, right? Tana Ploni says X, and Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, Klal, Ein Chayom, means it's a bigger Mekel. Same as you learn Pshat Rameya, Ein Chayom means it's a bigger Mekel. Yeah, look at Taisvus. Taisvus says, watch this, watch this. Taisvus says, Klal, Rabbi Yehuda, what's it going on? What's it going on? It's like this. Watch this. Och, come on. Third line of Tosis. Kol kesher she'ein o shel kayama ein chayav in olav. Look at this. Same as we just saw. Ho shel kayama chayav in olav v'afilu anima lafug rebar alim alav kesher. But this is exactly what this one shot. It's the sole criterion. Kayama, not Kayama. If it's Kayama, even if it's a plain old fashioned Aniva, you'd still be Chayav. It's the same Mishkal, the same kind of textual analysis. You're saying Ein Chayav and Allah, but you really mean to be Machmir. This is the sole criterion. If this criterion of Ptur is not met, you're Chayav no matter what, even though it's only a plain Aniva. It's the same way as the Tosa Shulchan said over here. But Meir says, one hand, yeah. But if you can't put it out with one hand, you're chayav no matter what, even though it's not a kesheruma. It's the same mishkal, the same way of interpreting of a mishnah. We thought it's impossible against anyone's normal read. Hey, not so fast. Toast read the next mishnah that way. I can read this mishnah that way. This is like a sheer klali. What a unbelievable chiddush pshat in the words. It's must be dash. I read this, I must start jumping. But I never would have thought of this trap in my life, ever. But you know, these Gedolim, they saw Kufyut Gimel, and then they turned back to Kufyut Aleph. Look at the same kind of a pshat. Remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable pshat. It's a mind-boggling, great pshat. Watch this. Let's read it inside. Klalav Rabbi Yehuda, kol keshen shekayama, ein chayav en olav, kotsu atosis, hachkama, kol keshen shekayama, ein chayav en olav, hoshel kayama, chayav en afilu anima, ulafuk b'rabonin, damanir elav edekshir hakantosis. Rashba, Yushalmi, yeah. Haray. The midiyuka the divra meir shaninan. The polga rabbanon. The divra yuda shaninan. The polga rabbanon. Abel etz the divra yuda of what? The kesha she'ena shekayama is potter. Gam rabbanon modu. De'ena shekayama hechayam and olav. Meiridik. If you follow that same mishkal in the earlier Mishnah, if you pirish anab a mishnah the rabbi meir, you'll say faket. Rabbanon, Mekil and Yosef Rameir. The Av Shein Yochal Tir V'yachal Me'yadav, Emeinu Ma'isu and Potter Kanal. Meiridik. This chat is so brilliant. I get so excited saying it over. It's so brilliant, this chat. And here's my grandfather's neighbor's father. So I feel like almost I'm related. Okay, so. Why don't you take a vine with this chat? U'mazeh Asi Shapir, Sukkos HaGemara. We just went to Gemara. Boy Rav Achtim Rav, Anir Rameir Mal. Next page.
Tame de Rav Meir, Mishum, the low. He's quoting the Gemara. Look at it inside again first before we always see it first. Ani de Rav Meir Amal. Tame de Rav Meir, Mishum, the Yochel Atir, Be'achas Miyodim. Who? Vohanam Yochel Atir, yeah. O Dilma, Tame de Rav Meir, Mishum, the low Mahadik. Vohan Mahadik, take. See it again. Tame de Rav Meir, Mishum, the low Mahadik, Mahadik, take. Hine. With the boy Anivel Rav Meir in Chayav Apotu Buchach, to the Rabbanon, the Mechayvi, according to the simple Pshat, V'yochel Atir V'yachas V'yodo, K'moshikosav Atir Alocha Anal, the Pashat Pshat, Koshkein, the Mechayvi Banivel, Tavi Mehedek, Gamkein. If Rabbanon say, Rabosai, Yechayim on a what? On a knot that you can take out with. Again, Chadur again. Shai by Neva, Rav Meir. Yechai of a potter, and Rav Meir is a Mekel, to call Rabbanon, the same Shaila would presumably exist. Right? And he brought an unresolved question. The problem is, when it's Kaimel, that Neva would the Lav Keshu a Klau. I feel it's Kaim Gapli Olam, as we pass in Allah on the Maisa. How can it be? How can it be, Rabbosai, if Rav Meir is the Mekil. And we hold the people who want to know what's Aniv according to Rabbi Meir. Maybe Aniv is going to be Chayef. And according to Rabbanan, it should certainly be Chayef. According to that side. We pass in its mutter, head to Gomer. Psh, disconnect. Cognitive dissonance. Right? Old question. Hey, with the Rabbanan, Aniv, mutter, Lav Keshu Klal, Madua Bin Rabbi Meir Mao. Name of the Gam Rabbi Meir Mutter Lav Keshu Klal. Apushi flukta loma kravshina. If it's mutter, it's mutter. Why should we assume it's going to marry? It's a problem. He's like this. The Rosh is right. The Keshe shal kayom ha'afilu eino ma'isu minuschayev. We're going to answer this question. Look at the Korban Nisano. What is the answer? He says, Aniva l'chud gam rabbi meir mutter. Vayboi b'gemara ibaniv agave keshe. That's true. I think it's Oz Gimel. He pays the title. He says, the Gemara is discussing Aniva Gabi Kesher, that's Kufi Alpha Beis, and other sugis that Aniva is Hefta Gomer, Kufi Gimel, and Pesachim, and Tosis quotes, that's Aniva, that's plain Aniva. Memele, the Kasher's answer. Why? The Aniva Gabi Kesher, and also the Kayama, Habe Kesher, Kayama, can be more repulsive. Therefore, the Rabbana, the Mechaivi, be Yochel, Atir, be Yochel, and Yodov, Afalpi, She'eno, Mehudok, Koshkin, the Mechaivi, by Aniva Gabi Kesher, Mechain Allah. Okay? By boy, rak aliba de Rabbi Meir. Fine. That's if you hold like the Rosh. Avladasa Rambam, the Eino Chayav, rak al Keshe, Chayav of Maisin Umar. And the Shulta Giborim says what? Aniva Gabi Keshe is not a Maisin Umar Klal, he passed the Shulman Aruch. Became a depot to the Rabbanon, Bechol min Aniva, Afilo Gabi Keshe, Kosha Kanal, Madua Ibor le Alib Rabbi Meir, Shemekil, Yosef Rabbanon. Another kasha. Avol the fipe rishenu anal the mishnah. The rabbanan pliger amer lekula. Rabbanan what makeil? Tafilu ena yochel atir beachas miyada become kapot the ena ma'aser uman. That's the kula of the rabbanan against Rav Meir. Im kein baniva gabi kesher the ena ma'aser uman. The yochel atir beachas miyada. Koshkein the ein chayovin olav. According to the rabbanan for sure not. Vasavik who alibri Rabbi Meir was machmir. Tafilu ve'no ma'isum and chayav ve'no poter ayochel atir beachas miyodov. Yesh estavik ve'niva ma'al came with the mahadik and shul chayav atir beachas miyodov. Meiridi. It's such a beautiful pshat. And Yushev is kushet adak emosh I answer to see. He said, Kod Gimel. Ale beis yosef. Quote shibuli aleket tosefta. Ze haklal. Kod kashu shul chayav v'yochel atir beachas miyodov. En chayav and olav. Kik shul adak emosh. Said, that's from Meir. Ve'en halacha. What about your base Yosef? Reinu Nicha, the Gam, the Rabbanon, Potter, the Ena Maisa Uman, Kein Nira, the Farish, and Mishnah, Liba, the Harambam. A whole new pshat. A brilliant, 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 brilliant pshat. What comes out, Rabbosai? That the Taz is right. Maisa Uman is only if it's tight. If it's loose, there's no way of Maisa Uman. I, Rabbi Meir, Tichayim, he doesn't require Maisa Uman. That's the whole point. Moshe mitvash mamish. This answer to the halachas kasha without his dochak Everything is defined and dandy. He's going to come out with a chumra. What's this? If you go the mice of Uma, Havik Shuba Udok, Sorokli Zorma Betzitis, Shemotsui, Lifamim, Shakesher Ha'el Yomus Rofe Ptas. The top, you know, is a little bit loose. What do you do? Vimosho Mahatko, you're going to tighten that Shabbos. Yesh with a chashash chiyuv chatas la Rambam. The behiduk nasa maisa umma and rabbeinu shel olam. V'kona l'kena yakeshem maisa hetek lo havi keshem min ha-Torah. Gvald! Even according to the Rosh, maybe a problem. Gvald would be in the rice. Akka, you got to admit, was it worth it? Was it worth getting it on screen? What do you say? Merit! Such an original pshat. It answers so many kashas. Yes, sir.
And you say by titzis, it comes loose, right? That's the whole reason why you're tying it. So why would it be a
chata? The assumption is that you're going to tie it so well, it's going to stay tight.
Every time I tie my titzis.
Yeah, I guess it's going to... There has to be somewhere a red line between loose and tight, and the fear is you're going to cross that red line on Shabbos. He doesn't say, Meshuyah Chayim Chayim Chayim. Maybe. So never, don't tighten things. Don't ever tighten anything. It's called the Rambam. When it wasn't tight, it was nothing. It wasn't Uman. You tighten, it becomes Uman. You're Mamash Chashar B'chayim D'Raisim.
Even if it's Uman, it's not Kiyum.
But he's assuming it's Kiyum.
A necktie?
That you tighten? Let's... I wasn't being Italian tomorrow. We have 85 ways to talk in time. I want to hold off on that. I'll show you a few other sources about the necktie. My Natia is to still say that the necktie is nothing. It's zero. Yaakov says it's Mamash Kesha Gum, because it's around the neck. I didn't think of it that way. I have to think of it some more. But you are correct that tying around something is a deraisa. Kes Yosin Lagabi Oholim. Right? You say that's Oholim. You're tying that around the peg. That's a deraisa. So you get it. Right? That's it. And would have been the right thing, it wouldn't be kosher and aslahatim. Right. So I plan to take my tie out right within that day. There cannot be any shalom with the right, that's for sure. We're worried about the rabbanim too. But for the moment, I've also said we had this gevaldika pshat. Now, the idea that Rav Meir is not more makil is found in the Ritva. In the Ritva. He says it's no machlokas. Not the way the Rav Noah said, Rav Meir is makir to the gemachla. Ritva says no machlokas. He's coming to explain the words of Tanakam. He's coming to explain the words of Tanakam. And he says not only that, according to Rav Meir, the Gemara is a shayla over here, Anivel Rav Meir Mal. Watch. Do we say this or do we say that? Take, but the mice he wants to repass on the kula, and not only is it potter, but it's even mutter. You look at Tosis. Neither may a mao. It sounds that way. Toma milo bash mitnan the kamon. Tanya the kamon. Chevel lish and nifsag lo yeh kosher ala onvo. Oh, you see, it's mutter. Almost means mamish mutter. According to that side. So the two start about one extreme. Maybe it's chayev. The other extreme is absolutely mutter. Mutter. I have may have said, Ein Chayov and Olav. Yeah, but it's Mutter. It's a Ritva. You want to get me Ritva? Because that should be easy on Barilan.
On Barilan.
Yeah, Ritva is on Barilan. We had already last week the Ritva. It's on the Marble Compass, they both said. This is the Ritva, the very beginning of the parak. If you don't mind getting me a Ritva. Shabbos. Kufir Avodah. I'll show you to him. He says, which is, you know, we, Rabbi, I'm sure you didn't learn the way. You certainly didn't learn the Tosa Shogun's way, that's for sure. I don't even think you learned the Ritva's way. Unless you saw the Ritva, you should have seen the Ritva. It was in the Mount of Commons. Maybe you didn't see it yet. We'll see it now. What does the Ritva say? Hey, look, show him. Mea mekol keshe shuk yomal atim ve'achas me'olam en chayam me'olam. Pirish. Af al pish aso l'kayim ha'shem li'olam. Sorach she keshe kayim ve'atzvo. She yuchal odom v'atio v'yodo v'achas digahani tartu. Yelecha tarti, lo choshev keshev b'daraisa, rameir lo bolachlok el leforesh divrei chachomim, k'diyisa hosom. You hear what's going on? He says he's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain.
That's a tremendous, 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 tremendous chiddush. Right? Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Yeah. And he seems to be saying that that's not a shvuta. Yeah, is there any question, somebody? Yeah.
What are you saying? That was
Mamash Mutter? It's not only the Rav Meir says Potter, but even the Rabbanon agrees, only explaining them. And the simple pshat is that it's actually. Let's take a look at a different Ritva. We get back to Ritva. I'll show you another Ritva. Watch this. Amud, one second, I want it now. Amud Aleph. You go on the Gemara, Masech the Erev. Quote Agamar. Mayor the Shari Hakha Bechadoshes. Teku. Tam and Rabbi Meir, the Shari Lassan Sham Kesha Marupa. Or Aniva Shane Mudekas. You want Mudekas. Anan Kaimel Aniva Akil Mudekas Lak Shiro Vishaya. The Kaimel Anami, watch this. The Kesha Marupa Shari. Shari. Aniva Shari. Kesha Marupa Shari. Let me take it out with one hand. Right? It's mutter. But there's no machlokas about it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you're explaining that, if you're saying that Rav Meir explained the Rabbanan, the Gemara says that Aniva Afilo is Mahalik. Teku. The Gemara doesn't know if that's Shari.
That's tight.
He's saying that Shari. Aniva is Shari, even if it's tight. The Gemara, that was doubtful, the Gemara's question. And it said Teku.
So slow. You want to know why we pass on the kula if it's a take? You ask that question. The answer is, it's a shayla perhaps within Rav Meir or within our Mishnah. But later on, Kutfid Gil and Manal, we passkin, it's Het HaGamah. That's what Gemara seems to say. So the Gemara elsewhere is more note to Lahokil by an Aniva. That Aniva is absolutely nothing. More an Erevin says it's absolutely nothing. So it's, even though it's unresolved over here, it's resolved elsewhere. As that's Tosha's Kasha. It's resolved elsewhere. That Aniva is nothing. So the Ritva says that it's resolved elsewhere. To be passed in Halacha L'maisa, that is absolutely nothing. That's it. Okay. Could be, case Aniva Gabe Kesher. That's Aniva Stam. We're not going to go into that right now. Fine. There's one more sefer I want to show you today on the screen, which is our all-time favorite last year. Megillah sefer. You get it on Shabbos?
Is it Marlon?
It was Hebrew books. You don't have. What do you have?
I use Barilon and the Yitzhak.
Maybe it's an Ultra Chachma too. What's easy to use?
Hebrew books
easier.
Yeah.
You're not using Hebrew books. That's what we added on last year, right? Right.
Yeah.
It was very easy on Hebrew books last year. It was a.
I haven't used Hebrew books.
Okay, okay, but as long as he knows how to use Hebrew books. So Rabosai, I brought it in. Only because he explains things so beautifully. Remember last year we had it on a very hard leave, we were learning Yoridei Achulin. I brought in this sefer on Shabbos as well. Here's a simon on this. It's called Simon Chav Aleph. While he's Mem Gimel Yud Lamed Saf, Yud Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer. That's what he used. Eisenthal. We had him last year. We had him go higher. Maybe that's it. That's where it starts. possible. We had him last year. Disappeared? Let's take it off?
No, they had the one from last year, but I don't see a Shabbos one.
Oh, Shabbos is not put on? Okay, so it's not on? Okay, good. It's good to know. Why don't you see if it's on Hebrew books? Is it on Osir Hachma? It has to be.
Yes,
it is. Let them go back to Osir Hachma. He said it's not on. Unfortunately, it's not on. I think Hebrew books are a little bit easy to use, am I correct?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry. You sure it's only has on Chulim?
That's only one I see. Just when you go to say
Right.
Yeah, you
want
to be
page number?
How's it
work?
Is
it page number or is this a simon? How's it work? Okay. I'll give it a page number. It's simon chapal.
Oh, no, I'm not going to see it.
Oh,
here it is.
Page kuf mem al.
Yeah,
I give you my word, there's no one in
no,
this
not
university
the
is using this safer.
No, it's our software in general.
Oh, software in general? Only one person does it at a time?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure it's not open on my computer. It's not.
So we're toast?
Yeah.
We're toast. Okay. You guys can figure out before tomorrow, I'll share it tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll do about pay.
No, before share every day, we'll log in on our computer. Nobody else can use it.
Okay, good. You lock it in. Good. Okay, very good. I just want to read you some of this, since the safer is so dear to us from last year, I wanted to show you what he says. It uses this beautiful language. We pointed out that kosher amanas lahatir is a unique leniency by kosher. We don't find anywhere else in Shat, I told you. He writes as follows. Hevdel zeh bolet b'gemara ayin dalim b'beis. Let's take a look. What you just said before about the kshirin siririn ha-mishkan. That we taught around the yotei, right? Take a look. Open up the gemara ayin dalim b'beis. He's such a good machaber. He puts things in very bold relief. Chaf Aleph. I'm starting from the beginning. Os Aleph. He talks about ties too. I don't think I'll get the ties today. Maybe tomorrow. Oh wow. Also, what's the question by Rosh Hashanah? I forgot about that. Any other Rosh Hashanah questions you have? Last part of the Shia? Nobody? Okay. So we'll talk. Yes?
Which siman does Rebbe eat on a.
What do I eat? That my wife gives me. She usually has a head of a fish. I don't say eat it, but it's there. She has, you know, carrots. She has, what other simon are there? What else is there besides carrots?
Pomegranates
we have.
Apple and honey.
Apple and honey we have. Yeah, I'll ask it tonight.
Is there anything that's more preferable? But
what does one have in mind with the simon?
Should be a good year. I have no esoteric. I don't know the same shot. I'm just giving. It says the minute of simonim, so we have simonim. That's all we have. I don't know more than that. Right. So we have tomorrow. Anyone, Roshani, get me from the beginning of the year, not the last 5 minutes. Beginning. It's 1 o'clock. Whatever you want, and Roshani is yours. Okay. Right. What's bowl eight? This is lashem. Shiras yirios hamishkan liyasedos. That's the gemara over here. Ayin dalim and bay says the Gemara. Kshir b'mishkan eitz kanavoi sheken koshen b'yisedos aholim. Frek the Gemara. Hahu kosher amanas lahatiru. Says the Halakha Megillah Sefer. Uvechol zos b'meleches bone ein zechisaron mashir asid in the parakas ha-mishkan. Ah, you're deriving bone from the Mishkan. How can it be? Say it's Bona, but not Snistar. The answer is it's a unique din only by kosher and nowhere else. That's Raya number one. Raya number two on the level of the Rabbanon. Ksiva she'enim eskayemes. Is it Issa the Rabbanon? No matter what. Uve kesher she'omei lahat yebo bayom. Mutu lechatchila. V'chazal lo gozer b'zeh. On level of the Raisius, it's different. Level of the Rabbanon is different. Can anybody explain the difference? So we already explained it. He quotes from the Avnezer, but he said it before he saw the Avnezer. What is Kshira? Chibur shnei dvorim mufrodin. So therefore, I love his modern Hebrew. Hatnai shel kayama hu yoter mahuti. Who wants to give a translation of that? It's more intrinsic, I would say. Me'asher b'shar malachas. The mukosher rak l'shah choser be'etzim ha'malacha. Because the whole malacha is take two things and make them into one. It's going to fall apart. It's nothing. If you write, you wrote. Later on, it will become erased. And the kasher cloud. Where's another place you have it? Oreg. We saw it toast, right? Tzadid Alam Beis on the Makoros. You oreg and master un-oreg it. Because they're there too. Oreg is nothing more than putting things together, Rabosai. Oreg. Toast Tzadid. Who's he going against? Rabosai, this is my last thing for today. Open one more Maramokam, Rabosai. Shar Hatzion Shin Gimel Sivkotin Samaches. He has a time against it. We're going to see this, and we're going to stop after this. Okay? Shin Gimel and Shar Hatzion Sivkotin Samaches. Take a look. Open your Mishnah Berurot. Closing everything else. Let's see this. And then we'll have to have Minchah after. We have a minion, Baruch Hashem. Shin Gimel Sivkotin Samaches. What does it say over here? What does it say? It says in the Shulchan Aruch in Chavav, also the Kloa Isha Sarah B'Shabbos. You can't braid your hair on Shabbos. It's like Binyan. It's like Binyan. Okay, fine. Why aren't you Chayim Hashem Oreg? A, it's to connect to your head. But Oth, then Sulfal is Skyan. Show medes the stira, Tosus. We saw the Tosus. Sadi down, samuches, rotsaloma. Isa bereish perek abone. The beina davka shetei malachlam miskayemes. The gamin in ksiva kaimalam. The beina davka shiyichta b'davah miskayem. So the midrashim screams, shries, chai v'kayim. An expression which was taken from the davening of the roim. Chai v'kayim no more kosh. That's his expression. We all scream out. He's screaming, I can't be. It's unique then by kosher and by oreg. Nothing to do with bona. Bona is only going to fall apart by itself. Not going to take it apart. It's a stark taina against the sharatzir. There he says, if it's enough to last for one day, you might be chayv. He quotes a Rambam. He quotes a Magad Mish. The whole series of questions. But he says, he'll say the whole thing is wrong. Don't compare it to kosher and oral. That's still unique. It's malachas chibur. Nothing to do with shar malachas. Now the question becomes, Rabosai. So by shar malachas, it's absolutely no heter whatsoever of something which is temporary. I have a very big shalat to ask you. There are some poskim who maintain that if I screw something on very tight, that's considered to be bona. He asks the question, how do you screw and unscrew a baby bottle on Shabbos? You'll tell me. I mean, I have to. I do it 4 times a day, 10 times a day. So what? By kosher, you're gonna undo it. Good. Oreg, good. But not by bona. If the b'sharat zion is right, that malachta miskayemes b'shabbos has to last for the whole Shabbos. If by bona too, nicha, the baby bottle. But the Mishnah says the b'sharat zion is wrong. So how in heaven's name do you open a baby bottle on Shabbos? That's the kash. Before I go any further, halacha l'maaseh, it's mutter to open and close the screw of the baby bottle on Shabbos. I shouldn't think chalila that we're doing anything wrong. The question was why, and the answer to that question why will have tremendous ramifications in other situations as well. We'll stop here, we'll have a mincha. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we start at 1. We start with Rosh Hashanah. Ending 1 of Rosh Hashanah, we start at 1. Whatever time we have left over. Bring in a tie tomorrow, Bosai, please, if you don't mind. And we'll also talk about tying the shoes. We haven't gotten to the end of that one yet either. Do all that, plus Rosh Hashanah. We'll be there tomorrow at 1.